shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at face, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
I wasn't done with my break.
I wasn't done either.
We should go back to break. I'm only kidding. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
And we're here, of course, with Vance S. West of TrinityScience.com. Our own website is GhostlyTalk.com. Everything's linked up through there, of course. And we're talking about a remote viewing project that Ghostly Talk and Trinity Science are putting on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a project. Everybody is invited to participate.
Yeah.
We're assigning roles, assigning jobs.
Yeah.
We're
CEO positions.
CEO of the project. We're coming up with...
Me and Doug and myself are already fighting over the project manager job.
Yes.
We were actually brawling out in the front yard here during break.
We're going to do paper, rock, scissors after the show.
Yeah. And if that don't work, we are going to mud wrestle.
Yeah. We just might have to mud wrestle. castle. So, Bonnie, I hope you brought your camera.
I was just going to say that. Something really strange happened. Bonnie just popped right out of the screen and landed on the couch.
That's how it works.
In case you're wondering where she went.
Yes, she's here. She's not in the chat rooms. You can get in the chat rooms, however, and pop in if you go to pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net. The chat rooms are open, and you can ask questions, and Will will relay them to us.
Mm. Sometimes.
Yeah, when he feels like it, and we will try and answer them. But right now, we're talking about the remote viewing project.
Yes, we are.
And we had come up with the way we're trying to describe that it's going to be the target is only going to be known to one person on the planet.
Yes, and absolutely. It's only going to be known to the tasker, and in no way is the tasker going to have any interaction with the remote viewers. You know, the tasker's sole purpose, besides setting up the question or the cue that's going to be remote viewed and setting up the materials, his or her sole purpose will be to set up the materials and give the ID to the project manager or managers, you guys, who will then announce the project and post it on the website, and you will have no target information. The remote viewers will have no target information. The analyst, myself, will have no target information. So everyone will be thoroughly, in the blind on this.
So here is a quick question for you, Vance. If, for example, one of the subjects emails the manager, which is going to be one of us,
right,
with a question. I mean, we're not going to be able to answer that, so we're just going to basically go, ask Vance.
No. What we have to do is we've got to take the question to Vance, right?
We got to fly it down to Florida?
Yeah. And then
Jesus.
Get the answer and then relay it back.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
Well, yeah.
Because there has to be a chain of custody. There has to be, everybody has to do their job.
Okay. All right. Now I understand.
Right.
Yeah, I mean any remote viewing questions or
yeah, actual technical questions about remote viewing itself, that can be handled by Vance and the folks at Trinity Science.
I mean, if there's any remote viewing or technical aspects of that, I can definitely answer
but
that.
If it's about the project,
right,
it's us.
Okay.
And
so
we have to find out if we don't know the answer, then we have to find out the answer from who does know and relay it back to the person who has a question about the project.
So if I'm like totally like flabbergasted and I say, what is it? You can tell me that?
Well, we could tell you we don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we have absolutely no clue.
Try again.
The tasker, actually, I may keep that person totally
out of the loop.
Out of the loop. Yeah, that's the way it should be done.
Yeah.
Of course, we're making some concessions here because we're not dealing with we're not the military or anything. So there is some concessions being made. But yeah, I may keep them entirely entirely out of the loop. And but yeah, there's going to be no information, no target information whatsoever related to the management down. So if Karma, you as a remote viewer, approach a manager and say, well, what is it? Well, one, they don't know what it is anyway. The only thing they do is target ID, and the tasker will not give that information out, in fear of, in fear of death. they're not going to give that information out.
It's
cheating.
It's a science, I mean, we're gonna keep it true, and there's gonna be no craziness going on as far as leaking information or anything like that. This is all about researching, evolving, exploring, and having fun. I mean, it's neat to as a remote viewer, people are gonna do the remote viewing session work, and they're gonna be like, oh man, I can't wait to find out what the target is. I mean, that's part of being a remote viewer, is you always want to get feedback, you always want to know. So it's gonna be a fun thing because I think as a whole, overall, once people get the feedback, a lot of people are going to be like, wow, this was really neat. I got some really good data here. This is really exciting. This is something I want to explore more or get more involved with, or, what else is there, And, remote viewing is just the tip of the iceberg. Like I said, we have a roadmap to follow, but it's still such a young science, a lot to be done, and, there's lots of great people out there just pushing the envelope, and that's where it's going. So this is just an intro. It's just a fun way to get involved.
And I think it will be very fun.
And exciting. I'm excited.
Well, I think so, too. Because
We've already agreed that Karma's going to be doing... I mean, she's pretty much dead set on doing this.
She wants to try.
She wants no part in the management process whatsoever.
Nope.
Well, I don't really submit things to the site anyway, so why start now?
do you know what would absolutely drive me up a wall though? Because as a manager, I then do not actually do the remote viewing session work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you did not
remote showing you.
So no, what would drive me up a wall is if I ever did participate in a project as a remote viewer, as you know, agreeably an amateur remote viewer, because I know little to nothing about it, other than I've read the books and I've looked at the.
We're all amateurs, you know.
Yeah, it's still that new. Yeah, but what happens is if I ever did participate, I would probably, I don't know. If I would actually, I would probably do the session and then think, oh, this isn't good enough, or oh, what if this isn't it? And I may not actually see it, people might see it, and then what if I was wrong? And I would actually self doubt myself so much that I may not send the session work and submit it, which is of course the exact opposite of what you want to do, because you want to submit the session work to add to the body of data.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, like you say, that's always, you know, as a remote viewer, you know, it doesn't matter if you've this is your first remote viewing experience, or if you've been remote viewing for 5 years, 10 years, that's always going through your head. Just like a musician, you know, a musician that's a 30 year vet or pro in the music industry, every time they set out on stage, you know, it's always in the back of their head. Oh man, you know, I hope I don't hit that bad note, or you know. You know, if I'm out of key, man, that's going to be really embarrassing. You know, it's always, you know, but that's part of the process. That's part of the, you know, the evolution and everything else. You got to do it. But it's fun. You know, I mean, it's really neat to progress, and you have to let go of any ego or worried about being wrong, because you will be wrong. You know, as you know, it doesn't matter if you're amateur, intermediate, pro, you're always going to be wrong. You're never going to have. Being 100% correct all the time just does not happen. You know, you're going to have bad sessions, you know, bad days, everything. So you have to kind of get beyond that like you would any other skill that you're learning, and just, you know, keep going and keep hammering away at it and stay disciplined and you know, progress as a person and everything else. I mean, gosh, you know, people can, you know, hit our site and see some of my session work and you know, I would be stretching it to say, you know, I mean, my skill level as a remote viewer for remote viewing, you know, say, you know, 5 or 6 years, the amount of time I've been remote viewing, you know, I'm probably intermediate level skills, you know, at best, probably. There's tons of people much better than myself. And you can look at my session work and see, wow, you know, here's a really great session. And then, you know, look over a month earlier, a month later, and say, man, that dude sucks. You know, I mean, that's part of the process. You know, you just, that's remote viewing. It's not a science that is, you know, 100% yet. There's still so much, you know, exploring to be done and better ways to figure out how to access the information. And that's what's going on in the community now. You have all types of people that are pushing the envelope and seeing, you know, how can we get better data, and how can we get more consistent better data. So it's just part of a process.
Excellent. And yeah, I'm glad that I'm going to be manager so that I don't have to self-doubt myself.
Well,
but
maybe we can
other people are going to end up self-doubting themselves, but it sounds to me like it happens.
Well, we're
and you're supposed to.
And it sounds like Vance he's snuffing that out right now, that no ego should be involved with this whatsoever. Do what you have to do. And turn it in, basically, and don't worry about being wrong.
we're gonna set up like a 1-800 number for, like, you know, counseling if you're feeling down and out on yourself.
Post-session therapy.
I did my remote viewing session, sir, and
I'm not confident enough.
No, I think I'm going to just lock myself in my room and watch TV forever.
Yeah, let's try it.
You can do it. Press send. Press send.
Press send.
Just press send. You can do it. Go ahead.
Submit.
You know, even though you feel as though you may have the worst session or the worst work in the world, there's always just a little bit of data that you'll see in there that say, oh, there's that little glimpse of a little piece of data that I grabbed and I was good on. You know, there's always that little piece. I mean, it's pretty rare. I mean, although I've had sessions like this where you're totally just, you know, in left field. I mean, it does happen without a doubt. I'm not going to try to, you know, eyes and say that, you know, in 2 months from now you'll be, you know, correct all the things. You know, it just doesn't happen like that. You know, you're always going to have bad sessions, but typically, you know, if you stay in structure, if you, you know, if you're disciplined and you concentrate on what you're doing, you know, pen on paper, you know, you stay in structure and follow the steps, there's going to be some good data in there. So you kind of have to, like anything else, you know, whether it's martial arts, music, painting, art, you know, whatever you're into, you kind of have to put a little bit of faith into the methods and the roadmap that was laid out before you, and just keep going, because there's going to be a little bit of good data on your worst days. But on your good days, there's going to be a lot of good data, and that's the really rewarding part.
Yeah, you don't start out with a 192 bowling average.
Right. Yeah, sometimes you do, though. I mean, sometimes remote viewing.
Yeah, that's
true. Naturals like anything else.
There are naturals, yeah.
And you have, you know, sometimes you have the, for lack of a better term, the beginner's luck type thing, where, you know, it might be someone's first couple sessions, and boom, you know, they just really have some great sessions because they were relaxed, and they kind of let go of worrying, well, you know, hey, I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I'm just going to just do it. And that's the attitude, actually. That's the attitude you always want to maintain. And, so you might see people that have, you know, really dynamite sessions, and then they, like, they'll look at it and say, wow, no, this is really cool. And then they get really serious, and they put too much thought into it, and then they have this little curve where their, you know, their consistency and their data kind of goes down until they keep with it for a while and get back to that attitude of just letting go of your ego, letting go of everything else that gets in the way of actually just producing the data, and actually not producing the data, letting the data just flow through you. That's really the idea, is to get yourself out of the way and just let the data come through.
Just knowing that, I probably would
participate
in an open
right
project.
There. That's going to be the hardest thing there. I mean, I know myself, and I know it. Someday I am going to be faced with this. I know someday I'm actually going to try this too. And it is about letting go. Anything, any of these that you have to unlearn. I know I'm going to have to unlearn a lot of things too. You know, ego, for one thing. And Vance, I loved how you brought in that musician's example, because you know exactly what that's about. And I know exactly what that's about too.
Yeah, exactly.
And we both think on the same level as far as that goes. I mean, you do, and it's the same situation. Man, I'm going to screw this up. I'm going to make a fool of myself. I'm going to be so stupid looking, and I can't do that.
But
and
if
I
you don't
let that stuff go.
But if you don't put yourself on the line, if you don't actually do it, then you're actually worse off than if you did.
Absolutely. That's the problem.
It's just like going out on stage if you're an actor or actress and totally messing everything up, you know. You have to do that once in a while in order to make your good performances absolutely spectacular.
Right.
You've got to. And same thing with, you know, it's in everything. Bowling, writing. I mean, I've read some really bad books. And Constantina.
The guy is going to walk down here and just kick your ass. I'm telling you,
he's going to psychically attack me. I know it. But no, he wrote a really bad book. But then he wrote this absolutely spectacular book. You know, and so it just happens, and you've got to put yourself on the line every
call
so often.
One of these days.
Hi.
Paul, drop a bomb.
Is Doug there? Yeah,
he's right here. I'm going to leave now. Bye. Have fun, guy.
As the microphone melts, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
But a lot of that, and I mean, that is something that I've seen through, I mean, reading up on this stuff is what Vance is talking about. Drop the ego. Let it go. And let yourself, let the data come through you.
Mm-hmm.
And not have anything to contaminate it, so to say.
I just, like, pictured, like, letting it all go, and then you start convulsing with, like, all this information and stuff.
I imagine that could happen, but then the hard part then is to get it all down on the paper.
Well, that's the thing. That's what, that's what part of the remote viewing structure and the techniques, that's what they were born out of, because they realized, you know, hey, we need something to keep the analytical or the rational mind busy. We need something to keep it occupied so it's not getting in the way of the information that is already there. We just need to get it out. So that's part of the process, part of the technique was you know, kind of having something to keep the mind busy so you can just, you know, let the information flow. But, yeah, it is absolutely the hardest thing, because analysis and imagination, you know, are the biggest beasts that you'll encounter in remote viewing, because, you know, your imagination will try to creep in, and you'll see, you know, if you're in session for, say, you know, new people that are just getting into remote viewing, I mean, like I say, this for someone that's never remote viewing, it might be a 3 or 5 minute experience for them, so, you know, they may not encounter it that prevalently, but say someone that's in a 45 or hour long session, your imagination will start creeping in, and you'll start getting these, you know, clear static images, and that's your imagination, you know, saying, you know, trying to turn the data into something that it's not, or an analysis, you know, you start off in a session, oh, you know, there's something yellow, and something mushy, oh, it's got to be a banana.
So you've analyzed the data.
Yeah,
it's the one thing you want to stay away from.
It's the namer, you know, name and guesser, you know, it's trying to analyze your data as you go. Oh, okay, there's something that's, it's lead, it's red, it's salty, oh, it's got to be blood. You know, it's that type of thing. You don't know. You cannot identify. You just want to describe. Just describe what you're experiencing. And you know, for people that are new to remote viewing and may try what we're laying out in the presentation, a more controlled type of, you know, eyes open, pen on paper type of remote viewing, you're not going to have these images. You're not going to see red, or you're not going to, you know, you're going to get the idea of red, or you're going to get the idea of cold, or the idea of hard. It's not going to be this, you know, clear visual type thing, because if it is, it's your imagination, and you need to objectify, put everything on paper, even if you know, if you do get this clear visual, jot it down. You have to recognize and acknowledge what's going on, objectify it on a piece of paper to get rid of it, but then get back in session. And you know, we'll talk about that in the actual mechanics of what's going on, you know, with this presentation, and then into next week on you know, some of the tips to do that. But yeah, it's the toughest thing.
Where do you think the information comes from? Because one of the questions that I have is when I do, I read a lot, and I read pretty much almost everything there is to know about Edgar Cayce, and he had ideas where his information came from. And that's one of the interesting things about remote viewing, because I've read a bit about remote viewing, and the information I know is there, right? It's out in the universe somewhere. But I don't think I've seen where anybody says, oh, this is the universal mind talking to us, or, oh, this is the, you know, this is, a, you know, any specific source of information. How does this information, like, where does it come from?
Well, you know, the idea is, and of course,
in there.
It's all theory, because, you know, we really don't know for sure, because it's not something we can validate other than the fact that we can show proof of the experience. We can show data and say, well, we got the data, but, you know, we only theorize how it works. But there's different names. You know, the idea is, you know, whether you call it a, you know, universal consciousness or the matrix, or, you know, I've heard, you know, there's all types of crazy new age names for this idea of this collective. And the idea is, as a remote viewer, as an individual, you're kind of tapping into this via what we call a signal line up, or, you know, whatever direction you choose to perceive, up to this collective, and the information, almost like a compressed archive, like a zip archive on your computer, is trickling down through this little signal line or pipe into your subconscious. And the idea is, through this process of remote viewing, this structured techniques, is you want to get your conscious mind, your rational, analytical mind, out of the way to allow this zip archive, or this little data bits that have trickled down into your subconscious, get it out on paper, get it out some way, get it down. So you're basically creating a path or a road to your subconscious, you know, with your conscious, with a process, and getting it down on paper. And that's kind of the idea, however you want to label it, as far as this idea of collective universal mind. You know, I wouldn't even know what to call it, and you know, I can't say, I certainly don't have the answer, because I don't know, other than the fact that I've experienced getting the data, you know, where I choose to call that it came from. That's a tough one, you know, I don't know.
Maybe in 15, 20 years someone will figure it out, but right now we're starting at the beginning, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're no one has all the answers. I mean, we've come a long way. You know, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, we've come, you know, an incredible, you know, way, and we've come such, you know, so much further in the last 3 to 5 years, because controlled by a small group of people, you know, that are you know, a think tank working on it. It's out in the open now. I'm a big fan of open source software.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Linux and the idea of you have this technology and these ideas that everyone can contribute and everyone can get involved with, and that's where you see progress. And that's what's going on with remote viewing. It's out in the open now. So you have all these different minds, all these different ideas, people with ideas, jumping in there and saying, well, you know, look at this, or, you know, check this out, or what do you think of this idea? And, man, it's really advancing really quickly now. So now you have all these, you know, these different ideas and different awesome, awesome tools that are being just, you know, progressing just the speed of light. So, you know, yeah, maybe, you know, 5-10 years down the road, maybe we'll have a concrete answer. You know, but the fun part is, you know, right now, in the moment, right in this moment, is, you know, we can experience this and really, you know, see what we can do with it.
And hopefully we'll add to the body of work that helps us find answers to those questions. But right now, we're going to take a break.
All right.
So we'll take a quick break. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I am Karma.
And, of course, Vance S. West is on the phone. We're talking with him about the Open Remote Viewing Project.
Coming soon
to a radio station near you. We'll be right back.
You have tools, know where to put them? Want your hands free to do other things? Try a stagehand tool belt. Stagehand tool belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMT pouches, radio pouches, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com.
And see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
You going to Harley Fest this year, Doug?
Harley Fest rocks.
Are you going?
No.
Because this band right here that's playing is going to be there, Clutch.
Is it the one? You mean the one out of Chicago?
No.
Harley Fest is here?
It's right in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
It's the one right here.
Yeah, it's right about a mile and a half away from you. Here.
Yeah, right at Freedom Hill or whatever,
just
right?
Just look for the picket signs from all the residents.
Yeah. Oh, man. They hate Freedom Hill.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the Clutch is going to be playing
there.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there in all my glory that day because I love Clutch.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Are you going early?
I don't know. I'm going to see Clutch.
I want to go.
I'm probably going late because I want to see. I don't really care about anybody else. I just want to see Clutch and that's it.
Go you know, the first 500 people in the door get a free shirt.
Ooh, I really want a Harley Davidson shirt when I don't own a Harley Davidson.
I think it's a Riff shirt.
You guys. This,
I have one.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
Well, hi, Karma. We're broadcasting here live from the Honda Basin Studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
A rainy, wet, chilly Fraser, Michigan at the moment. Better than last week where it was
summer.
Stormy, you know, pull the wires out the house, Michigan.
That was a hell of a show.
That was quite a show. But although I have to say I'm reading that book. That book is phenomenal.
It is. I've actually started myself and I find it
I'm like, oh, there's all this corruption and stuff going on. I just absolutely love it.
Well, anyway. Mark got me mad.
Yeah?
He got me mad last week. I was mad when I left. Not mad, like, you know, angry at you guys. Usually
like
am.
Usual?
Yeah.
I was naturally
angry.
Mad.
No, I'm not.
A little anger going on.
No, you're not always mad.
I have teen angst.
Short.
Teen angst. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not short. What is this?
Look at it. It's going on.
I'm not mad. Leave the hell alone.
You know what I noticed? Just people saying, why are you getting mad? That'll make you pissed.
Oh, yeah.
In case you want to say something angry to Scott, you can go to pioneer.rolo.net. Click on the text chat link. There's a lot of people joining the chat room. They're probably joining for W Paranormal, which immediately follows Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks in the chat room now. Welcome to Francis 7. Havoc Chaos. By the way, I've got to get with Havoc because did we decide on a date? We decided on a date for
the wedding.
No,
what date for what?
No, we're going on our ghost tour. You know, of different states.
What I like to refer to as the bender with no sleep.
Yeah, the bender with no sleep. I already described how we're going to go to Mansfield, and then we're going to go to the Octagon House and come back here and go to the Octagon House all night.
And someone's going to have to drive this whole time,
too. And then go back. Yeah, we're going to elect Bonnie. Anyway, I got to get with Havoc. Who else is in there? Oh, Jess is still there. Oh, thanks, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Kemet and P13 are still in there. So folks are joining and talking on the
is Jess
in the
female?
Chat room.
I don't know.
Hey, you leave her alone.
It's Vance. It's Vance's girl.
Oh, okay.
Vance put his flag there.
Tell you what kind of a gesture he did.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You licked your finger and put it on your nipple. No, he didn't. I'm lying.
There it is. The end of my radio career.
I think he was.
You will never remote view in this city.
That might be because of the anime that he's got on the table.
Yeah, I got
now.
This anime porn stuff. I'd really like to know where this came from.
Anyway, you guys, we're talking with Vance West of of TrinitySience.com.
Yes.
And we're talking about an open remote viewing project where anybody is welcome to participate.
Yeah.
We've put a few materials, but there's more materials up at TrinitySience.com right now than at Ghostly Talk. But there will be mirrored materials at both websites so that you can see what's going on and why and when. We're going to get the itinerary up there as well. And we're putting all these things up within the next week or so. We're going to have Vance back on for a hint, tip, directive kind of show where you get to learn about the actual procedures and techniques and things he's run across in the past. And
we're trying to get the 11th for that.
We're going to try and work on the 11th.
Yeah, trying to get corporate to do that.
You guys forgot the most important part. There's
what?
One stipulation with this whole thing.
What is it?
In order to participate, you must buy a Ghostly Talk shirt.
Oh, we have to come up with a Ghostly Talk shirt first.
Oh, this is great. We're gonna sell threads for this. This is nice.
No.
That would be hilarious. Wait, you, yeah, you have to submit the cover sheet's going to be also you have
an
to
order
have
a, form.
What size?
Yeah, an order form.
Put your credit card number in there too, please. Feel comfortable putting
it. So we are going to England.
But this is the open remote viewing project, so anybody can participate.
Yeah.
We're trying to run an actual real scientific experiment where we get different people participating in a remote viewing project. They can gather the information in whatever way they need to gather it. We're protecting the target completely by having a separate tasker. Scott L. and I will be the managers. And
we agreed on that during the show.
Yes, and because neither of us could win paper, rock, scissors. So
and we just didn't feel like it's too cold to mud wrestle tonight.
Yeah, so we're like, that's it. We're going to... Bonnie wanted to see the mud wrestling. That's why she came up here.
She jumped right in the truck and shot out
like,
here.
Mud wrestling, I'm there.
With a bucket of water.
She's got a spray.
Come on, guys, get wet. Let's go.
But the... So we're going to be the managers. Vance, of course, is going to be the analyst.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not be remote viewing, but anybody else who wants to participate, you simply generate your data and you submit it to Vance when by the project deadline.
Well, first things first, email me.
Oh yeah,
we
do want to get an idea of who's going to participate.
Yeah.
So go to ghostlytalk.com and there's like email Scott L or something.
Yeah, there's
like
a
that.
Little message on the bottom of the news, like the news blurb thing we got going, and it says, you know, it's a little introductory thing and it has my email there also, because it does have a heading built into the HTML for my subject line that says open remote viewing project. So
oh, okay. So if you click
said,
that one, it will...
Because if I see your name in there and there's like, you know, free Viagra, I'm going to be like, no, it's got to go.
See, you've been getting those too?
Yeah.
Everybody gets those.
What the?
Everybody gets them, don't worry. But yeah, just pop me an email over. Let me know if you want to be involved. I'll put you on the list, and that's then we come to. Well, we're shooting for the 11th to actually launch this off.
Yep. So we're going to run this scientifically. We're going to run it as protected as possible, so that it's not contaminated data. We want to run an actual, real experiment in remote viewing with anybody who wants to participate. So
it's going to carry through the whole month of June, basically. We're going to have guests on and stuff like that. We're going to do usual business as usual here. But this is going to be kind of carrying through the whole month of June.
Yep. And we'll do a couple special shows on Thursdays or Friday whenever we can get airtime.
Well, yeah, whenever they get back with us on that.
Yeah.
And what's going on.
So it's a very, very serious project. We're going to generate the data. We're going to generate the analysis. And then we're going to, of course, have the tasker announce to the world through us, or maybe even on the phone. I don't know how we'll get them to announce what the actual target was, but then you'll actually get to know the target, and you will have participated in a real scientific experiment.
Yeah.
And that, where else can that happen? You know, I think that's awesome.
Well,
so
Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, Ghostly Talk and Trinity Science International. So between we pull the resources of the two websites and the two people together, or the two groups of people, I should say, and come up with a real scientific experiment to help further the paranormal universe. So
I'm going to have like a little white lab coat made with a little GT logo on it, and then remote view in that.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a scientist.
That'll be cool.
That's going to be your method, huh?
Yes, that's going to be my method.
You know, Vance is going to crack up when he sees that.
Are we going to get a picture of that? Yeah, are you wearing anything under the lab coat?
No.
All right!
Because I will be in the comfort of my own home.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, actually, I wouldn't be comfort of my own home because I have people.
What we'll do is, once we get this set up and we get all the details set up, whoever participates, you know, whether it's people that are, you know, not that are brand new to remote viewing or people that are, you know, seasoned veterans, pros, you know, what have you, we'll have it set up where they can either email me their sessions directly, or what we'll do is I'll have a fax number that people can actually fax their sessions, but I want to give that out on a person-to-person basis. Obviously,
yeah.
I don't want to post that because I'll get all types of crazy faxes.
Yeah, you get these wild faxes. We were on the fax network when we had a fax at work, and you just get all kinds of junk fax all the time if you give out your fax too freely. So I don't blame you.
Yeah, we can do that on a case-by-case scenario. But, yeah, people can email or fax their session work in. And, it should be really neat, you know. I mean, I'm really excited to be able to, as far as an analyst and being able to analyze all this data, I mean, that's something I'm really getting into now because it's a different aspect of remote viewing training. I mean, of course, you're constantly learning as a remote viewer, but part of it at some point is also learning how to analyze data. It's a totally separate type of training, and doing the the Jesus project that we did, and then now some of the double blind experiments that we've done, and acting as analysts, it's a real kicker to do that type of work, because you're looking at all this data, and you have to create a summary. What is the data telling you? What can you my teacher Major Dames used to say, what can you hang your hat on? What can you say about the target? And it really forces you to be objective. But when you're totally blind to the target, you have no idea as an analyst what the target is. You don't have that little nagging thing in your side that kind of makes you make the data something that it's not. So it really keeps it that much more objective.
Well, that was the most compelling thing about the Jesus project that you guys did on the Nazarene, was that, and I think I asked you about this on the last show too. It's still staggering to me because, if you have a group of people that are doing a session and they start getting impressions and they start plotting down data and then they start drawing this stuff out with their pencil and paper. And that's where I'm getting hung up on a little bit. And this goes back to you can't analyze. You have to be completely objective at all times. Because if I was to start drawing, a T-shaped object, for example, we can talk about it now, a T-shaped object with a person, I see a T-shaped object, and I see a person attached to it, around it, on it, something like that. I mean, my brain's going to kick right in and go, crucifixion.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's what I would do. I know that for a fact. And that's a great illustration right there of the challenge of this, because you cannot
stay
let
objective.
You stay objective. You cannot analyze and try to, take your own personal past experiences and add them into this, because that will contaminate all the evidence.
Absolutely. And that's another reason why we're keeping it in what we call a double-blind experiment, where, the managers and the analysts will not know what the target is. There is no possibility as, me as an analyst looking at the data and turning it into something that it is not, because I have no idea what the target is. I have no, no clue. So there is none of that. So you kind of take that possibility out of it. You take the teeth out of it in that regard. So that'll be really, really neat to see.
Well, I just want to make sure that was really clear to people, because
yeah,
I mean,
well,
you made it clear too.
This, as clinical and as scientific as we possibly can, given the resources that we have, between the online resources and everything else, we're really, really keeping it clinical and producing some science,
And that's necessary. I maintain that's necessary even today. I know that I don't think there's enough experimentation going on, where you come up with hard data and then people review the data and the experiment in total, like they did back in the day, when C.E. Green wrote Trait de Parapsychology. I think that it needs to be done, and I'm very, very happy that Trinity Science got together with us to do this project.
Well, yeah, I'm happy you guys are giving me the opportunity to babble.
Well, it's talking about remote viewing. It's bringing it out in the open.
Well, this has really cleared a lot of things up, though, for me personally. And I think it cleared a lot of things up. Because I don't, like I said, the emails I've been receiving are all the way over to, I'm a trained remote viewer. I want to take part in your little experiment. And then there's, what is remote viewing? I mean, it's a very broad spectrum there. And for those people on that other end, they're going to get a good, as far as this show goes, they're going to get a good idea how the process is going to start out, how we're going to be doing things, and also including the stuff that I'm going to put up tonight.
And it'll be
a little itinerary.
And I think it'll be exciting for folks, because I know that, a lot of people who listen to Ghostly Talk also listen to Coast to Coast, and probably, thanks, karma. Anyway, I will leave it at that.
Put my head down for a second. What the heck happened?
A lot of people listen to Coast to Coast. A lot of people have followed the work of Aaron Donahue.
Yeah.
A lot of people have followed the work of Major Ed Dames and the other folks. So probably there's a lot of people at TrinitySience.com. And what they do is they read about all this stuff. Here's a chance to actually try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to get people to participate, newbies or veterans alike, jump in there, have fun. We want to get the data. We want to produce the analysis and put the document, the actual science behind it, but get people involved, because yeah, you hear about it all the time. You hear it on the radio. You know, you read about it. Yeah, now's your chance to jump in, and hopefully, if I'm able to produce, you know, enough, you know, documentation for people that are totally, you know, are totally new to remote viewing, hopefully I can do it in such a manner that it makes sense enough where they can actually participate logically to be able to jump in there. But then, you know, the hope is that they'll go beyond that. And
your phone.
They'll actually get more training, maybe, if they get really interested in it, and they'll seek out the people that are, you know, much more qualified to, you know, to really teach the formal methods and techniques. You know, that they'll seek out the Major Dames or the Aaron Donahue or the FM Bonzo or the Dick Al Geyer over at HRVG. They'll get the real training, and everyone will be better off because again, it's open source. It's community. You know, everyone needs to get involved, and that's how we can, you know, do some really cool stuff. Because remote viewing, I mean, we're doing the nuts and bolts. We're getting into the science of it, of producing documented clinical level science. But remote viewing is a problem solving skill. It's meant to solve problems, and it can do some really cool stuff. Whether it's you know, military applications, law enforcement applications, research and development applications, or personal spiritual quest, everything. I've started a very personal pursuit this last month that you know, totally separate from what I normally do with remote viewing, and something that's just a very personal pursuit, and it'll probably be a lifelong type thing, and it involves some of the traditions I'm involved in as far as the Tendai Mikyo, the esoteric Buddhism type stuff. But I'm basically kind of merging remote viewing with some of these very esoteric practices, and it's a personal thing. It's not something that would be considered science. You know, it's not something I can put and say, look, here's the science of remote viewing. No, not at all. But I'm taking the two sciences, and one's going to help me look into the other, and likewise in return. So it's a personal skill, too, to help in your life, you know.
And what another thing that's happening is it's getting notoriety. I mean, there's the Coast to Coast stuff, there's all the different websites, but there's also the movie coming out with Aaron Donahue and Ed Dames is Suspect Zero. It's going to be probably some big blockbuster this summer.
Yeah.
Is there a show on like TNT or something called Psychic Spies?
Yeah, there's more and more
so
type stuff, and you know, the movie with Major Dames and Aaron. I'm not sure of the release date. It's supposed to be sometime, I think, later this summer or fall or something like that.
I believe it's scheduled for this summer, yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming much more, it's getting out in the open, and more people are, the more radio shows, the more TV type stuff, the more documentation in general that people get out there, the more people hear about it, and the more people are willing to investigate it and actually, you know, as far as real life scenarios, yeah, the more people are open to realizing, well, hey, you know, this remote viewing, there's something to it. It's not, you know, some type of charlatan fraud act going on. This is science. This is something that was developed via applications in real life scenarios, and that's what I'm, you know, that's what it's about for me. I mean, I, you know, we're working on actual real stuff now. I mean, we have people contacting us with, you know, law enforcement cases. We have two ongoing right now that I'm just thrilled to be involved with, not because I'm necessarily making money off of it, because I'm able to take a skill that I put time and energy and into it, and hopefully I can help somebody, you know, get solve something or solve a problem. So it's really, really exciting.
Well, that's what it has me on remote viewing itself right there, is that it's very logic-based. It's very real-life-based. It isn't based on, you know, I mean, and I'm not trying to take away from any psychic functioning outside of remote viewing in any way, so all the people don't email me and cuss me out, but a lot of what I've seen is, you know, and I know you've mentioned this, so I'll point the finger at you, Vance. It isn't somebody just backing up and then, like, passing out and then drooling all over themselves trying to find something. I mean, this is very, you're conscious. You're awake.
It could happen.
And I think a lot, like, for example, bowling, I think everybody can do it.
Uh-huh.
You'll do it to different skill levels, like if you don't bowl every week, eventually you'll, you know, not be able to do as well as if you did bowl every week.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. It's like bowling or playing an instrument or, you know, anything. But I think that there's anybody can do it, and it'll be interesting to see the results of this experiment.
Yeah, absolutely, it's an innate ability. You know, it's just a matter of you know, exercising the psychic muscle, so to speak, and practice and just strengthening it and continuing and staying disciplined with it, but absolutely.
Well, that's it right there. This is the beginning.
This is the beginning of the project, but the end of the show.
Yeah. That's all you get for tonight.
That's what you get for tonight. Vance, I have to thank you very, very much for coming on. Everybody go to trinityscience.com for more information on Trinity Science International and Vance West himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just a note about the website there. When you get to the front page, that is not an obscene gesture with the hands on the front page there, just so everyone knows.
I have to check it out.
Now that's it. I'm going to TrinitySciences.com.
Your server is going to get strained right now.
He did that on purpose.
But anyway, so thank you very much, Vance.
Well, thank you, guys. Like I say, I'm just thrilled and honored to be able to present this out and have you guys working and sponsoring this. This is really exciting stuff.
We're very excited ourselves.
Oh, I've learned so much already.
Mm-hmm, me too.
A lot.
And, of course, following Ghostly Talk is W Paranormal. That's done out of, the Crypt in Kalamazoo or somewhere?
Kalamazoo.
Way over West Michigan.
It's over by the WADA.
By the WADA. I am Doug.
I am Scott L.
I am Karma.
And, of course, Vance was our guest, Vance West of TrinitySciences.com. Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. Stay tuned on Pioneer for W Paranormal. That's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm going home. Oh, I am home.
I'm going to go eat.
Yeah, that's it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll talk to you next week. And happy Memorial Day.
Yes.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.